Blog Talk Radio.
Shavuot Tov, a good seven, good strong. Good sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that dwell
therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had founded it on the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
nor sworn deceitfully.
He has received the blessing. blessing from Jaja and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie
I. The King of Glory.
Jah strong and mighty.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah mighty in battle.
I say who? Mighty in battle, mighty in war.
Who is the King? I say who?
Lift up your head, Zoe Gates. Eve, lift them up. Everlasting doors.
Be lifted up.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory. Yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie
I.
He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
מזמור י"ח למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שחרור ויאמר
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. And thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
And what is true?
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
I say, oh, but if you like some prosperity, King Rastafari, yeah, we go turn black everything. Whoa. Oh, but if you like some prosperity, Rastafari, yeah, we go turn black everything. And even for my sons and my daughters, yeah, and thy mother and thy father, length and days and we'll prosper, yeah. So last year is our master, yeah, oh, father, enemies are confounded. The people are saying the pastor, Babylon, you're a dirty bastard, yeah. For the enemies are confounded, yeah. Rastafari knowledge overthrow them, yeah. What to do, where to go, yeah. Nothing to prove yet and show. To those who want to learn and teach those, yeah. Ethiopia, Africa is my bad place. Defend our prophets. I see them all in their lurking place. For the innocent they wait. Put up them chopping flies. Hoping to see someone take the bait. They never have no space to see what's left they create. Oh, Rastafari is so great. For I is your master, and I am no love to no slaughter. You are the frost, I is no mockery nor laughter. Who took the people, I say is a pastor. Babylon, you're a dirty bastard.
For the enemies are confounded, yeah. And all those wicked ones are drowned. Oh, the enemies are confounded.
Rastafari is a culture and black heritage. Oh, yeah. Over the land for prosperity. Rastafari is a culture and black heritage. Over the land for prosperity. Rastafari is a culture and black heritage. Yo, and the enemies are confounded. Yo,
ברוך אתה אדוני.
ג'אנס! רסטפארי. ג'אנס! רסטפארי.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shavi'i, for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh reading, hear the seventh Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat HaMishpatim, Sabbath the judgments. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here, at verse 26, for the Shavi'i Aliyah, for this Sabbath judgments, Sendet Saran, Shabbat Mishpatim, Lo Tehiye, Mi Shakela, Wa Ekara, De Arseka, Eta Nisapara, Yameka. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Lo tihye me shakela. None shall miscarry. Lo tihye me shakela. Wa ik ara be arzeka eta misapara yameka imalei, nor be barren. We ik ara be arzeka in thy land, be arzeka, the number of thy days I will fulfill. Eta misapara yameka imalei. I will send my fear, my reverence, my terror. I will send my fear before the eye and will destroy and downstroy all the people to whom thou, the eye, wilt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs to thee, to the eye. Eta iamati, eta emati, eta ematia, e shalach lefaneka. I will send my emati, my terror, eta emati, ishalach, eta emati, ishalach, lefaneka. I will send emati, ishalach, before the eye, male, lefaneka, with hamoti, eta kol ha'am asher tavo, by him. We natati et kol oyeveka eleika oref. I will send my terror before the eye and will discomfort all the people to whom thou the eye shall come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs to thee, the eye. And I will send hornets before the eye that shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before the eye. We shalachti eta hatzira lefaneka. We gersha eta hachiwi eta hakna'ni we eta hachiti milafaneka. I will not drive them out from before the eye in 1 year and 1 shana, unless the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. Aye. By little and little I will drive them out from before the eye, until thou, the eye, be increased, and inherit the land. Lo, egarashenua miyapaneka, bishanna echat, pen tihye haaretza, shemama, we rabba aleka chayata ha sadeh me'at by little and little me'at e garshenu mipaneka adashera tifre we nachalta et haaret by little and little me'at I will drive them out from before the eye until thou, the eye, be increased and inherit the land. Ma'at ma'at it garshenu mipaneka ad ashera tifre we nachalta et haaret And I will set thy bounds, thy borders, thy bounds from the Yam Suf, from the Etrabahir, from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, even to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou, the eye, shalt drive them out before the eye. Thou, the eye, shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods, nor with their Elohim. Lo, tikrota lahem. Thou shall make no covenant, cut no covenant with them. Lo tikrota lahem, nor with their gods, nor with their Elohim. Vele lohehem, vele lohehem brit. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin, the akaf against me, against I. For if thou serve their Elohim, it will surely be a snare to thee, to the eye. Lo yeshvua be'aretzeka pen yachitiwa oteka li ki ta'evoda eta Elohim ki yihye leka le mokesh. They shall not dwell in thy land. Lo yeshvu. The arz eka, they shall not dwell in the eye land. Lo yeshvu the arz eka, lest they make thee sin against me, lest they make thee up against I. Pen yachitiu otekali, pen yachitiu otekali, ki ta'evoda eta Elohim, for thou wilt serve there Elohim, ki ta'evod. Etta Elohim, for they will be a snare to thee, to the eye. Ki yihye leka le mokesh. It will surely be a mokesh, a snare to the eye. Ki yihye leka le mokesh. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 24. The order of worship, the order of worship pending the building of the Mishkan of the tabernacle. And he said to Moshe, come up to Jehovah, thou, the I, and Aaron, Nadav, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye, y'all afar off. Ve'illa Moshe amara. Eleya Eliyahua Ata we Aharon Nadav wa Avivu we Shivaim Mia Mikne Ni Zikne we Shivaim Veshivaim we Shivaim Mia Zikne Yisrael we Hishatach Witem Me Rahok. And he said to Moshe, we Illa Moshe Amar, come up, Elei, come up, Aliyah up, Elei, Eli, Hoa, to Jehovah, Ata, the I, male, Ata, with Aharon and Aaron, Nadav, Wa Avihu, and Abihu, with Shivaim, and 70 Mia Zikne of the elders of Israel, with Hishatach Witem, and worship. We're he shatach we them and worship y'all may rahok and worship y'all afar off. And Moshe alone shall come near Jehovah, but they shall not come nigh near, neither shall ha'am, shall the arm, the people, go up with him. Where Nigash, Nigash Moshe Levado, and Moses alone shall come near Yehovah to Jehovah with Haim Lo Yigashu. But they shall not come near with Haim, and they Lo Yigashu shall not come near with Ha'am, and the people with Ha'am Lo Ya'illu Immo. Neither shall the people go up, shall the people aliyah up with Ha'am Lo Ya'illu Imo, with him, Imo. And here the people, Ha'am, the people, Jah people, accept the covenant, the worship of Ha'am, the worship of the people. Here, verse 3. And Moshe came and told the people, Ha'am, all the words, all the divrei de devarim, the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice, one vocal, with one invocation, with one voice, and said, all the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath said, will we do. Ve'yavor Moshe, v'yasapir la'am et kol divrei Yahuwah, et kol ha-mishpatim, v'ya'ana kol ha'am, kol echad, v'yomru kol ha-divarim asher divrei Yahuwah na'aseh. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Vayavo Moshe, vayisaper la'am, et kol divrei Yahuwah, and all the ordinances and all the judgments, et kol ha-mishpatim, and all the people answered, vayya'an, and answered, vayya'an kol ha'am, and all ha'am, and all the people answered, vayya'an kol ha'am, kol echad, one voice, all echad, one voice, vayomru, and they said, vayomru, and they said, kol ha-devarim asher divari Yahuwah na'aseh, all the words, kol ha-devarim, all the words, asher diber Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, na'aseh, we will do, kol ha-devarim asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh. And Moses and Moshe, wrote all the words of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and rose up early in the Boker in the morning, and built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Vayayikatov Moshe tekol divrei Yahuwah, vayashkem ba'boker, vayayiven Nizbeach tachat ha'har ushatein esrei ma'zeva lishanein asar shivtei Yisrael. And Moses wrote all the words of Jehovah. Vayikatov, vayikatoba Moshe et kol divrei Yahuwah, all the divrei Yahuwah, the word of Jehovah, vayashkem vavoker, and rose up in the morning, vayashkem vavoker, vavoker in the boker, vayashkem vavoker, vayayiven mizbeach, and builded an altar, vayayiven mizbeach tachat ha'har, under ha'har, under the mountain, ushatem asarei matzeva Lishanein Asar Shivtei Yisrael, and 12 pillars and 12 matzevas, Ushatein Asarei Matzeva Lishanein Asar Shivtei Yisrael, according to the 12 tribes, Lishanein Asar Shivtei Yisrael, tribes of Yisrael. And he sent young men of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moshe took half of the blood and put in basins, and half of the blood hadam he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book, and he took the Sefer HaBarit, the book of the covenant, and read in the audience of Ha'am, of the people, and they said, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has said, will we do, and be obedient. Vayikach Sefer HaBrit, ויקרא באזני העם, ויאמרו כל אשר דיבר יהוה נעשה, ונשמעה. And he took the book of the covenant, ויקח, and he took, ויקח, and he took, ויקח, Sefer HaBrit, the Sefer HaBrit, the book of the covenant, ויקרא באזני העם, and read in the hearing, in the ears, in the hearing, be'aznei ha'am, of the people. Vayomru, and they said, vayomru, vayomru, and they said, kol asher diber Yahuwah na'iseh v'nishma, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah have spoken, call Asher Diberi Yahuwah, will we do, Na'ise, will we do, V'nishma, and obey, V'nishma, and be obedient, call Asher Diberi Yahuwah, Na'ise, V'nishma. And Moses, Moshe, took Hadam, took the blood, and sprinkled on Ha'am, on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath made with you concerning all these words. Vayikach Moshe et ha'dam, vayizrok ala Ha'am, vayomer hine dam habrit asher karati Yahuwah imakem al kol ha devari ha'ele. And Moses took the blood, vayikach Moshe et hadam, took the blood, vayizrok, and sprinkled, vayizrok al ha'am, and sprinkled it on the people, vayomer, and said, hine, behold, hine dam habrit, behold, blood of the covenant, hine dam habrit asher karat Yahuwah imakem, that Jehovah, that Yahuwah hath made with you, asher karati Yahuwah imakem al kol hadibari ha'ele, made with you in agreement with all these words, hath cut with you, hath made with you, asher karati Yahuwah, karat Yahuwah, karat, that he has cut, that he has made in agreement, karati Yahuwah imakem, with you all call upon all hadivarim, upon all the words, all upon kol hadivarim ha'ele, upon all these words. The worship of Moshe, the worship of Moshe, of Moses, the priests and the elders. Then went up Moshe, Aharon, Nadav, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Vayal Moshe, and Moshe allied up. Vayal Moshe, v'Aharon, Nadav, v'Abihu, v'Shiva'im, mi'Aziknei Yisrael. Then allied up, then went up. Vayal Moshe, then Moses allied up, Vayal Moshe, v'Aharon Nadav v'Avihu, and Aaron, Nadav, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, v'Shiva'im mi'Aziknei Israel, and they saw the Elohim of Israel, and under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in clearness. Vayiru et Elohe Yisrael v'tachata raglayo k'ma'iseya livnata ha-sapir uka etzem ha-shamayim la-tohar. And they saw the Elohim, Elohe Yisrael, Vayiru, et Elohe Yisrael, and they saw, Vayiru, and they saw, et Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, Witahata Raglayo, Kma'iseya Livnata Ha Sapir, and there was under his feet, and there was under his feet, Witahata Raglayo, the like of a paved work of sapphire stone. Kma'iseya Livnata Ha Sapir, and the like of the very heaven for clearness. Uka et em hashamayim alat ahar, lat ohar, for clearness, for cleanness, for clearness. Uka et em hashamayim, lat ohar. And upon the nobles of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw Elohim, they saw the true good, the true God, and did eat and drink. With Illa Tzileya B'nei Yisrael Lo Shalach Yado. Vayechezu Et HaElohim. Vayokulu Vayishtu. And upon the nobles of the children of Yisrael, Willa It's Elay B'nei Yisrael. He laid not his hand. Lo Shalach Yado. He laid not, he sent not his hand. Lo Shalach Yado. And they beheld. And they beheld HaElohim. Vayechezu Et HaElohim. And they beheld as in the vision, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Vayechezu Et HaElohim. Vayokulu, vayishtu, and did eat and drink. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to Moshe, come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee the tables of stone, and a law, and commandments that I have written, that thou mayest teach, that thou mayest teach them. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, elei. Eli ha hara wahiye sham we etna leka eta luchota ha even we ha Torah we ha mitzvah asher ka tavti le horotan. And Yahweh said to Moshe, Vayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe Elei, come up, Aliyah up, ascend up, Elei, Elai, to I, Elei, Elai, ascend up to I, Elei, Elai, ha hara, into hara, the har, ha hara, into the mount, Wahyeh sham, and be there, Wahyeh sham, and be there, Wahyeh sham, Vahiyeh sham, and be there. We etna leka eta luchota ha'even. And I will give thee tables, tablets, luchot ha'even of stone, luchota ha'even, and the law. We ha'torah, the ha'torah, and the law, the direction, the instruction. We ha'torah, we ha'mitzvah, and the commandment. We ha'mitzvah, asher katavti, that I have written, Asher Katavti Li Horotam, that thou mayest teach, that I mayest teach them, Li Horotam. And Moshe rose up, Moses rose up, and his minister, Yehoshua, Joshua, and Moshe and Moses went up, aliyah up, into the mount of Ha Elohim. Vayakam Moshe, we are Hoshua, we Hoshua, mi sharto, vayal Moshe il har ha Elohim, and Moses rose up, vayakam, he got up, vayakam Moshe, we Yahoshua, we Yahoshua, we Yahoshua, we Yahoshua, and Joshua, mi sharto, misharto, his minister, misharto, we Yahoshua, misharto. Vayal, and aliyin up Moshe, Moses aliyin up. Vayal Moshe, il har ha Elohim, into the mount of the Elohim, the true good, the true God. And he said to the elders, tarry y'all here for us, for I and I, until I and I come again to you, to y'all. And behold, Aharon, Aaron, and Hur, with you, with y'all. If any man have any matters to do, let him make him come to them. If any man have any matters to do, make them come to them. Wa'il ha-zik-eini. Wa'il ha-zik-eini ma'amara. Shavu alanu baze. Ad ashara nashuva elekem. Wa'hine Aharon wa'hur aimakem. Mia ba'ala de avarim. Yigasha elehem. And to the elders, he said, "Wa'illa ha-zik-einim, ha-zik-einim." And to the zik-einim, "Wa'illa ha-zik-einim." Amar, he said, "Shavu lanu, tarry y'all, seat up y'all for us. Shavu lanu, von shavu, sit, wait, tarry. Shavu lanu, bazeh, here, tarry, bazeh, here. Shavu lanu, bazeh." Ad ashera nashuv, until we nashuv, until we come, elekem, until we come back to you, to you all, y'all. With hine, and here, behold, with hine, and here, Aharon wuchur, Aaron and Hur, with hine, Aharon wuchur, imakem, with imakem, with y'all, niya va'ala devarim, whosoever hath a cause, devarim, words, mi, ba'al, va'al, mi, ba'al, devarim, whoever has words, whoever owns words, has matters, yigash elehem, let him make him come near to them, yigash elehem, and hear, shema Yisrael, hear the maftir le sefardim, hear the maftir for the sefardim. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 24, here at verse 15, for the Maftir Le Sefardim, the Maftir reading for the Sefardim. Vaya'al Moshe il hahar, vayakasa he anana eta hahar. And Moshe went up into the mount hahar, and a cloud anan covered the mount. Vaya'al Moshe il hahar, vayakasa he anana eta hahar. And here, Shema Yisrael is the maftir for the other Yehudim, Ashkenazim, other Yedim. Here's the maftir, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus 24, here at verse 16, the maftir. Wa ishkon kovodi Yehovah al har Sinai. Wa yaka sehu he anana. Shesheta yamima vayikra illa Moshe bayom ha-shevi'i mipoka he anan. And the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, abode upon Mount Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called to Moshe out of the midst of the cloud. Vayishkon kovodi Yehovah, vayishkon kovod Yehovah, and the glory of Jehovah abode. Vayishkon kovod Yehovah, vayishkon kovodi Yehovah, Har Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. Vayakasehu he anana shesheta yamin. And the cloud, he anan, and the cloud covered it. Vayakasehu he anan, sheshet yamin, 6 days, sheshet yamin. Vayikra il Moshe, and he called out to Moshe. Vayikra il Moshe, bayom ha-shevi'i, and he called out to Moshe. And the seventh day, on the seventh day, he called out to Moshe. Vayikra il Moshe bayom ha-shevi'i mitok he-anan, out of the midst, mitok, out of the midst, he-anan, of the anan, of the cloud, mitok he-anan. And the sight of the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel, in the eyes of the B'nai Israel. O Mareya Kavodi Hua Kaisha O Keleta B'Roshahahara Le Aineya B'nai Israel, and the appearance of the glory, the Kavod of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the Kavodi Yahuwah, and the appearance, O Marei, Kavodi Yahuwah, Ke'esh, Okelet, was like devouring, eating fire. Ke'esh, Okelet, Be'rosh, on the Rosh, on the top, on the head, Be'rosh, Hahar, on the head of Hahar, the head of the mount, the top of the mount, Be'rosh, Hahar, Le'aynei, B'nei Yisrael, in the Aynei. In the Aine, in the eyes, the Aine, B'nai Yisrael, in the eyes of the children, the sons of Yisrael. And Moshe went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount, Hahar. And Moshe and Moses was in the mount, Hahar, 40 days and 40 nights. Wayavo Moshe, B'tok he'anan, Wayaala illa Hahar. Wayehi Moshe Bahar Arba'im Yoma We Arba'im Laila. And Moses entered. And Moses entered into the midst of the cloud. Wayavo Moshe Tok He Anan, and went up into the mount. Wayaal, and Ali is up. Wayaal Il Hahar, into the mount. Wayehi Moshe, and Moses was, and Moses be, Wayhi Moshe Bahar, and Moses was in the mount, Arba'im Yom, 40 days, Arba'im Yom, 40 days, with Arba'im Laila, and 40, with Arba'im Laila, and 40 nights. And here, fulfilling the Torah Aliyot, the seven Aliyot from the Torah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath of the Judgments. Hear. Kavod L'Kalu, Kavod L'Dimtzu, Kavod L'Chaylu. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Sound, glory be to the Power. Kavod L'Abinu, L'Melkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kavod L'Kadamawi, Chayl L'Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. B'Hashem Yeshua Ha Moshiach. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Was a sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot.
Indeed. So terrifying was a sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot,
Aliyot. Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah, Sheilah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim, Veratzah B'Debrehim, Hane'amarim ba'emet, Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher ba'Torah, U'Moshe abdo, U'Be'Israel ammo, U'Be'Nebiei ha'emet wa'tzelik. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 34, verses 8 to verse 22, chapter 33, verses 25, 26. Besa ma'ab wa wale mefasa kadus ha'aduam lak. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh Buruku, after the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve of himself of them, to wit, of a Israelite, his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should let his manservant and everyone his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them anymore, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim the Israel Buruku, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years let ye go every man his brother a Hebrew, which have been sold to thee, and when he have served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers hearkened not to me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned, and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And ye had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaiden, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection to be to you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Buruku, ye have not hearkened to me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith Yahweh, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of my covenant, which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twine and passed between the parts thereof, the princes of Yehuda and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuch and the priest, the Kohen, and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf. I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat to the fowls of the heaven, and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith Yahweh, Buruku, and cause them to return to the city, and they shall fight against it and take it, and burn it with fire, Issa. And I will make the cities of Yehuda a desolation without an inhabitant. Amen. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 25 and 26. Thus saith Yahweh, Buruku, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Amen.
What was once in the dark now come to light. So-called black man, Israelite. And when they speak up on the truth, no, they'll never lie. Cause they shine bright with the light that created life. And the black light for the original man. From the original land with the original tan. Melanin, the land that I dwell in, I'm a felon in. Pause, holy cannabis lit, I'm inhaling it. Smoke, raise up, Kendamawi, Hala Salafi. Raise up, and we living in the last time, stays up. Everybody was asleep while I stayed up. And then I dug into the scriptures real deep. 3 or 4 days fasting, no sleep. Let me think how I ended, undescended. The one Elohim befriended and spoke through the smoke. Why do we have to provoke? Why do we have to sing lower than the white man? Can you imagine when Moses pulled out a white hand? What the world was like then?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 18, Mishpatim, Judgments, from Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 42, and Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 11. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem ki ne'amar la rishonim, lo tishaba la shakr. Weshalem Layawa Shebuoteka Wa Ani Omer Lakem Lo Tishbau Ko Shebua Lo Bashemaim Ki Kise Elohim Hema Willo Baaretz Ki Hadom Raglayu Hi Willo Biyarushalayim Ki Hia Kiryat Melek Rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, that ye resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father that is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel. U miketz sheshet yamim lakach lo Yeshua et Petros oet Yaakov oet Yohanan achyu v'yalim badad al har gaboah v'yistane le'aneihem v'yazhiru panayu kashemesh ubgadayu kaor hilibinu v'hine niru Elehim Moshe ve Eliyahu vehem midabrim ito. And after 6 days, Jesus, Yeshua, taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared to him Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, Adonai, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud that said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Yeshua answered and said to them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
מאת אדוני וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה.
שאו שערים רע שכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
קדמאווי, קדמאווי. אינפלציה!
The whole place is due for help.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, perish, perish.
Rewind and come back, selector.
מזמור קי"ב הללויה. אשרי איש ירא את אדוני במצוותיו חפץ מאוד. גיבור בארץ יהיה זרעו, דור ישרים יבורך. הון ועושר בביתו, וצדקתו עומדת לעד. זרח בחושך אור לישרים, חנון ורחום וצדיק. טוב איש חונן ומלווה, יכלכל דבריו במשפט. כי לעולם לא ימות, לזכר עולם יהיה צדיק. מי ששמועה רעה לא יירא, נכון ליבו, בטוח באדוני. סמוך ליבו לא יירא, עד אשר יראה בצריו. פי זר נתן לאביונים, צדקתו עומדת לעד. קרנו תרום בכבוד, רשע יראה וכעס. שיניו יחרוק ונמס, תאוות רשעים טובת.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, 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 perish.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
we turn to the Midrash Tehillim. And here in Psalm 112, in Mizmor Kof Yud Veit Kof Yod Beit, Psalm CXII, here in the second parek, the second portion here from the Midrash Tehillim, the ancient studies on the Psalm, as the Psalms, the study of the Psalms is the key of discipleship, and the study of the Psalms, they help us to circumnavigate the Scriptures. They're the key of the Scriptures, right? So here we have in the second parak here from the Midrash Tehillim, from the Midrash on Psalms, we have Psalm 112. This is a very, very, very important, especially in the connection and the growth right here. But we're going to zoom in. In zooming in right here, this is really, really a precious study right here, Psalm 112. Now, normally, usually, we go through the individual psalms and do a midrash and get into the HD, into the Hebrew definition, bringing out the Hebrew of each of the points of reference right here. But since this is to help to complement and to build and to grow I&I, right, from the first degrees of I&I sabbatical studies, Abraham kept Torah. He kept Jah instruction, direction from Aleph to Tau, from Aleph, the first of the Hebrew letter, to Tau, to the 22nd. Now, the Aleph and the Tau in the Koine Greek, right, is what one's referred to as the Alpha and Omega. Aleph to Tau, some Yehudi Jews will say Aleph to Tav, but we Afro-Semitically, Aleph to Tau, or Tawe, Aleph to Tawe. Ha'alev ha'tawe, right? He kept Torah, ha'torah, Jah's direction, instruction from Alev to Tau. As is said, even in Genesis 26, verse 5, because that Abraham hearkened to my voice. Therefore, this psalm here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Psalm 112, going from Alev to Tau, from ha'alev, from the Alev to ha'tawe, to the Tau, from the first to 22nd, letter Hebraically, was composed about him. Likewise, from Aleph to Tau, the Hebrew Alpha and Omega, Alpha to Omega, the first to last letter, that's the Greek alphabet, but here, Hebraically, Aleph to Tau goes the Mizmor that we find in the Mishle Shlomo, that we find in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. So in Proverbs chapter 31, it reads, a woman of valor, eshet chayil, a woman of strength, of power, chayil. So we have chayil, as we have in Haile Selassie, the power of the triunity of he who be, who he be. Here we have Psalm 31, a woman of valor, a woman of power, a strong woman. KJV, King James Version, translates it as a virtuous woman who can find. Hebraically, we bring it out as a woman of valor or a woman of chayil, eshet chayil, or set chayil. This was composed about Sarah, ishto, esheto, or seto, about Sarah, his wife, and I, Hebraically speaking, matriarch, as it is said, a woman that feareth, that reverences, that respecteth Jehovah, a woman that respects, reverence he who be who he be, she shall be praised. The two of them, Abraham and Sarah. Now it's interesting to note also the words of the King Messiah, Garmawi, Negus Neges, and Imperial Majesty, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, upon the passing of Etegemenin, concerning the relationship of Abraham and Sarah and their relationship. The two of them observed HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction from Aleph to Tau, from the Alpha and Omega, Hebraically speaking, the 22. So this brings us right here, in connection with the third Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion right here, Lek Leka, get thee out or go for the I self. Lek, go, Leka, for the I self. Male speaking to Avram, speaking to Abraham, Wayomer Yahweh El Avram, Lek Leka. Here, Psalm 112, first verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Jah, hallelujah, praise he who be. Hallelujah, Yah, he who be. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Hallelujah, Ashrei ish, Yarei etio, be mitzvotav, chafetz meod. Happy is the man that feareth, that reverenceth Jehovah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzvotav, chafetz meod. Usually this is translated KJV in the English as blessed. Touched on this before, there's Baruch, blessed, but here we have the Ashrei, in the sense of Roveinu, Roveinu Yeshua HaMashiach, Ayinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Ayinai Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he speaks in the Beatitudes, according to the Gospels, Hebraically speaking, he's speaking of this sense of Ashrei, Ashrei Ish, as we have in the first Mizmor, the first Psalm of David, of David, Ashrei HaIsh, happy is the man. The translators are translated as blessed, but there it is truly happy. Ashrei ish. Happy is the ish. Hebraically ish. The higher man is the ish. The basic man is the Adam man. The higher man is the ish. Ashrei ish. Happy the man that delighteth greatly in mitzvotayo. Be mitzvotav, be mitzvotayo. This is the first verse here of Mizmor Kof Yod Veit, Kof Yud Beit. For Abraham kept the commandments not under compulsion. For Abraham kept the mitzvot, the commandments, the imperatives of Adonai Jehovah, not under compulsion, but with delight. Chafetz Meod, with delight. As is said, that delighteth greatly, chafetz meod, be mitzvotayo, in his commandments, be mitzvotayo, his commandments, mitzvotayo. Note that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, as I and I are asked, if I say the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, lek, leka, get thee out, lek, leka. May Aritzika, get thee out from thy country. May Aritzika, from the Aretz, may Aritzika, from thy country. Even in Bereshith, Genesis 12 and 1. He, Abraham, did not go under compulsion because he was forced to, right? But instead, willingly, because scripture says in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 12, at verse 4, he went as Jehovah had spoken to him. He went as he who be who he be had spoken to him. Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber layo Yahweh. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken to him. Vayelech Abram ka'asher diber elayo Yahweh, as Jehovah has spoken to him. And in the next verse, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, it says, and took took Sarah, his wife. And Abram took Sarah, his wife. Vayikach Avram eta Sarai ishto. And Abraham took Sarai ishto, his wife. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 17, verse 13, he that is born in Beitika, in the I-Beit, must needs be circumcised. He, Abraham circumcised himself forthwith, as is written in Genesis chapter 17, verse 26, in the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised. When Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said to him, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 22, verse 2, take now, Bineka, thy son, and offer him for a Ola, for a burnt offering, an holocaust offering, an ascension offering, a going up offering, and olah, straightway, according to Bereshith, Genesis 22, the next verse, verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took Yitzhak, Beno, took Isaac, Beno, his son, Lidju. For Abraham delighted to do Ha'el's commandments, Ha'el Elohim's imperatives, commandments, speedily. After Yitzhak, Isaac was born and was 8 days old, Abraham presented Yitzhak, Isaac, for circumcision. As is said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 21, verse 4, and Abraham circumcised Beno, his son Yitzhak, Isaac, when he was 8 days old. And in presenting him thus, like this, as an offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar, he prepared a joyous feast. From this, the sages, HaRabim, Rebbenat, the Memheran, the sages, they infer that it is the duty of a man to prepare a joyous feast on the day that he is privileged to circumcise Beno, his son, even as Avinu, Abraham, our father Abraham, Abatachin, Abraham, had done. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8, and Abraham made a great feast on the eighth day in honor of Yitzhak's circumcision, in honor of Isaac's circumcision. Hence, here it is said, blessed is the man. Here it is said, Ashrei Ish. Happy is the Ish that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Be mitzvotayo chafetz me'od, greatly delighting, enlightening, in he who be who he be's imperatives. And what was Abraham's reward? Well, hear, even in Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, Kof Yud Beit, in Psalm 112, hear, in the Beit, in the second verse, it is written, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His seed shall be mighty upon the earthly plain. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeya zar'o. His seed, zar'o, shall be mighty. Gibor ba'aretz yihyeya zar'o shall be yihyeya. Gibor in the earth, yihyeya, he to be yihyeya zar'o. His seed, zar'o. His seed, his race, Zar'o, referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, as it is said, and for it is said, and because it is written in Bereshith, Genesis 21 and 12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall seed be called to thee. And wherein was Yitzhak's, was Isaac's might? Wherein, in what was Yitzhak, was Isaac's might? According to Bereshith, according to Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, it is written, Yitzhak, Isaac, entreated Jehovah for Ishto. Ring the alarm. Isaac, Yitzhak, entreated Jehovah for Ishto, or Seto, for his Isha, for his wife, because she was barren. And is he not mighty whose entreaty results in a barren woman's bearing a child? Now, a different comment on his seed. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Gibor, Ba'aretz, Yihyeya, Zar'o. His seed, Zar'o, refers to Ya'akov, to Jacob, to whom it was said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 8, but thou, the I, Yisrael, my servant, but the I, Israel, my servant. And wherein was Yaakov, was Jacob's might? According to Hosea 12 and 5, he strove with an angel, and prevailed. He strove with the angel and prevailed. That is, he lifted up HaMelaak, the angel, and threw him to the ground. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Hear, hear, hear. The fourth verse of Psalm 112. Zarach ba choshek or laisharim. Now, it's interesting to note right here, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. As we're looking at this psalm right here, let's just check this right here, because sometimes there's little typos. That was to the upright, he shineth as a light in darkness. Sleeker, 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 they have a typo right here. Actually, it is verse 2, the second part of verse 2. Verse 2 of Psalm 112, Gibor ba'aretz yihyei zar'o, dora yisharim yivorak, dora yisharim yiborak. The generation of the upright, yiborak, shall be blessed. Dor Yisharim of the Yashar, Yashar, the upright. Dor Yisharim Yivorak. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And who are the generation of the upright? Who are the Dor Yisharim? These are the 12 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Yisrael. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. Even as it is written in Bereshith, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Kol ele shibteya Yisrael shenem asar, and this is it that their fathers spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot asher diber lahem abihem vayabareka otam. Everyone, every man, everyone, ish, according to his blessing. Ish asher ke birkato, he blessed them. Berak otam, 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 otam.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, oh Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Peace and unity. Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by him. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind.
I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore.
Both from the Royal Amharic and also getting to the roots, the groundation in the Ebraist, in the Hebrew as well. Right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm is Moriod Chet, XVIII. It's a song of triumph. Once again, the inflexible trust, the truth, the credit, the great King David, Dawid HaMelech, had displayed throughout his trials and tribulation. Here in today's daily psalm, it receives the testimony of its worth, of its value, in this exalting hymn of thanksgiving. Sinai Rastafari say, Yang for Isis, Isis, Miskana, Bamarinya, the Miskana, in the Hebrew, the Toda, Tawada, the thanksgiving. So it has been embodied within Dawid, great King David's autobiography, or rather biography. What's the biography of David? Well, we look at 2 Samuel, Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22, today's daily psalm has been embodied in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22, and a comparison of what we have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 18, and 2 Samuel chapter 22, when we compare and contrast the comparison, it discloses a number of verbal differences between the biographical account in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and what we have here in the Psalter in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18. Now, these are best accounted for as partly scribal variants, scribal variations, and partly as an adaptation, adapting the 2 Samuel 22, adapting it here, even in today's daily psalm, to the liturgical needs, to the Kiddush Kedase, to the sacred liturgy, the group worship, right, to the worshipful needs of the community, based on 2 Samuel chapter 22. We have here in Psalm 18 an adaptation for congregational, aggregational worship. Now, on the question, which of the two versions is the more original? Which of the two versions? Is it the version that we have in 2 Samuel chapter 22 or what we have here in the Sefer Tehillim in the Psalter in Mizmor Yod Chet in Psalm 18? Which of these two? Now, there's an opinion that we like to share which seems to be the likely and the probable. The opinion goes like this, that the text in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, it appears to have been subject to a literary revision, or what we'll call even a music, you know, an adaptation at a later date in which peculiar forms that were possibly licenses of popular usage have been replaced by the forms in ordinary usage. So when we compare 2 Samuel chapter 22, it's just looking at the Hebrew text, what we have in Psalm 18, looking at the Hebrew text, there are some conclusions that can be gotten. One of them is that the text in the book of Psalms appears to have been subjected to a literary revision or an adaptation at a later date, in which peculiar forms in the Hebrew and Afro-Shemitic that were possibly licenses of popular use have been replaced by forms in the more ordinary use. So we have in Psalm 18 is an adaptation of the more original in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Also, there are unusual constructions. As we compare the Hebrew, the ancient archaic Hebrew, there are certain unusual constructions that have been simplified. There are also archaisms, like Hebraicisms and archaicism, archaic old, like slang, Hebrew slang, and even Hebrew patois, so to speak, archaicisms, and obscure, more ancient and ancient expressions have also been explained. So in looking at the older version of the form in 2 Shemuel chapter 22 and comparing the verses by verse, we'll find there's certain differences, and these differences are brought out as we have been seeking to bring them out, that we have literary revisions, adaptations. Psalm 18 brings us forward. There are peculiar forms, right, unusual constructions, simplified Hebraicisms and obscure expressions are also explained in the more latter version. Now, if this view is correct, then the text that we have in Shemuel, a.k.a. in Samuel, it best preserves the original, we could say the more archaic features of the poem, of the composition that we have here today as Psalm 18. So therefore, the 2 Samuel, based on study of the Hebraicism and the Hebrew language, we can see a more older and aurora form of the Hebrew found within 2 Samuel. And what we have in Psalm 18 appears to be a revision, an adaptation for congregational, you know, worship in the community, particularly in the Haikal, in the temple, congregational worship right here. So just a couple of overviews here, just on today's daily psalm. So we have Psalm 18, and we also have 2 Samuel chapter 22. And for the Talmudim, in the Hebrew studies especially, or comparative studies in some of the other languages, we would definitely recommend looking at both versions, looking at the 2 Samuel chapter 22. You take a couple of verses, for example, and in Psalm 18 right here. But let's rise up the chant right here, because we got a full of full, both in the Royal Amharic and also a full of full of the Midrash, the Hebraic Midrash, and the study of today's daily psalm, a very important psalm. This psalm and this song is a song of triumph. Right? It's a song of triumph. So much is embedded in today's daily psalm. So let's get right into it. First ear, first hear from the KJV with some Hebrew highlights and the intro. Usually the Hebrew highlight that we like to put in is the first verse in the Hebrew often is relegated in the KJV to a title or superscription. The part of the psalm, today's daily psalm, that reads, "For the leader or the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spoke to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul." Now, that though, some of the words differences would be there. Instead of "for the leader," this is from the Hebrew, "for the leader," the KJV would have it as "for the chief musician." And here, just to have a direct compare and contrast, the Scofield Study Bible, and you'll see, if you're looking in your Bible right now, the King James Version, before you get to verse 1 of Psalm 18, you'll see there's a little mini paragraph. There's a mini paragraph that reads, "To the chief musician, in italicization, a psalm." Outside of the italics, "of David." So in the Hebrew, it would read, "To the chief musician of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spake to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. And he said, now, the first so-called proper verse from a Western Gentile KJV perspective of today's daily psalm is, I will love thee, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, my strength. I will love thee, O Yahuwah, my strength. So often when we'll rise up a chant, we'll begin with, you know, the first verse. But just a note to the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, the superscription that we just read to the chief musician, that little mini paragraph before the first verse, from a Hebrew perspective, that there is the first verse, as that there provides the context, right, the context where it's found in the Psalms to the true character, the true interpretation, the true context. So in our reading and chanting comprehension, the first verse, which is the superscription, the title, is very, very important. So the Hebrew highlights here, often bring out from the Hebrew that portion, and in our studies, especially from the Royal Amharic, we always zoom in to the superscription so we can get a right context. But here, rising up to chant today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 18.
Psalm 18.
Mizmor Yudhet, Lamnatseach le'eved Adonai le'David, Asher diber l'Adonai et divrei hashira hazot, Beyom hitzil Adonai oto mikaf kol oivav, Umiyat Shaul. Vayomar.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Musical keys and an antigen lock. Wicked dirty arts, stay back. Hey, nastiness and black. Pass them go round the track. Hey, them have the eyes of the currency stock. Hey, eyes of the currency stock. Just a black. Bless us on a sound the black. Shout that. Keep them for life a lot. Shout that. Keep them to life a lot. Shout that. Praise Jah for life a lot. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate the season, but hey, 7 years of famine, 7 years of fat. Get the strength that you got. Let me like knowledge of the earth. Say what, hey, hey. Global ignorance and hey, and what have not. Always loving Africa, know what, know what, you know what. Hey, we keep dance for life a lot. Shout that, appreciate the season, but shout that, appreciate life a lot. Shout that, give thanks to Jah a lot. Oh, that's it, it's the man that want it now. Hey, Babylon and your system dry rock. Hey, shout that,
give thanks for life, Allah. Shout them, praise God for life, Allah. Shout them, praise God for life. Hey, hey, highly I see last day, Jesus, right off the bat. Winning positivity in that. Hey, straight right for the young one shot. The poor is in the spirit of serve not. Hey, creation with no wonder what. Hey, but with bloodshed, cruelty, economic jobs, manufacturing dark for lump. Hey, higher education jobs, no what, no not doctor of not. Me a ask them again, who life them want be defendant. Long time them teeth want keep that. Musical keys and a naughty jealous. Wicked got the ass step back. Naughty mess and flat. Naive on them go round the track. Yeah, I use up the currency stock. Ain't ya bless us out. Something black about that. Show them with. Shout that, shout that, say Babylon, your system big and lock up. Hey, calling out for more than one backup. Hey, the spirits are beginning now to rack up. Hey, I know not even have time to back up. Hey, vex up and push up, never want to get locked up. Positively always keep stay up. Hey, give thanks for life, balance. Shout that, give thanks for life, balance. Shout that, appreciate the season back. Season back. Blessed is the man that walks. Yes, not. Coming on your system, Jira. Climate up in spice and the hat. Whether I be there or not. The rabbit and carrot. Yes, no again. Who like them walk in the mental.
Previous. Now, building on that, let's just review right here for a moment, just in the review. So we touched on the first two verses, the first opening two verses on that build concerning Mishpatim. So here we're still in Exodus chapter 21 for Shabbat Shemot. So we touched on the first two verses, the first opening two verses. Now continuing on that build concerning Mishpatim, the judgments, literally in the Hebrew, Mishpat from Shafat. Mishpat is judgments, ordinances, and it refers to rights, as we sought to bring out and to get into some of the nuances previous. Now, building on that, let's just review right here for a moment, just in the review, the Mishpatim in Exodus chapter 21, verse 1. As we explained, they are not the, quote, laws or Torot that were to be enforced and serve as rules of action, but they are the rights by that the national life, the national liberty was formed into a civil commonwealth, the civil commonwealth of Kol Yisrael, and the political order, policies, and it's about politics, it's about policy, the political order secured. And I pointed out how the rights had reference, first of all, to the relationship in which the individuals, the indivisible duals, the I and I's, stood one towards another. There's the personal rights of dependents that are placed at the head, beginning off in Shemot in Exodus chapter 21 for the 18th sabbatical study for Shabbat Mishpat, HaMishpatim. And we have Exodus chapter 21 verses 2 to 11, the personal rights of dependents being placed at the head. And first of those are the servants, the Ivri and the Ivriya, the Hebrew servants, emphasis on servants. A lot of ones and ones often like to comment and do commentary on Exodus and the Old Testament, as it's called, and introduce this latter-day Western whitewashed Gentile word of Slav or slave. And that confuses the whole narrative. You see, in the KJV, the King James Version, we have the term servant. And the key difference in the servant and what ones will call the slave, that is a different status. That's the bond maid. But first here in Exodus chapter 21, verses 2 to 6, first is those of the servants. Just to bring this out, because in order to get a good context, we have, if you buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve, and in the seventh, he shall go out free for nothing. Chinam, freely, for nothing, without cause, gratis, for free, devoid of cause. In other words, he doesn't have to buy his freedom in that sense, because he is not a bond man, or for the Ibriya, a bond woman. So that idea of, quote, slave and slavery, as we know it from post 400 years, is a whole different, it's 180 degree opposite of what we are speaking of here, even though in the Western whitewash, Gentile, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, counterfeit Christianity, they may and often would try to, in vain, make reference to what we have right here. So we have the first of the personal rights of the dependents, which are placed at the head of what we have in HaMishpatim, is those of the servants, the Hebrew, the Ibri, and the Ibriya, that are still more minutely explained, as we explained, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 to 18, where the observance of them is urged upon the heart, heartically, upon Ha'am, upon the people, Jah people, called Yisrael, on subjective grounds. In other words, bless them. Bless one another as Yahuwah Eloheikem, as he who be who he be, Yal Elohim, blesses thee. So now we also spoke about how the Hebrew servant was to obtain his freeness without paying compensation. Bechinam, for free. So one doesn't have to buy back, like so-called here, freedom, as it were, after 6 years of service. Right? And the rule, according to Deuteronomy Devarim, the repetition of the law, chapter 15, verse 12, applied to the Ibrit or the Ibriya, the maid servant, as well. So we have a man servant, a maid servant. Then you have the bond. See, the bond is different because that's the word rigor. It says with rigor, we are not to compel one another as Hebrews and as Israelites to service with rigor. This is the key distinction, because we recall what occurred to us in Mitzrayim, right? So we have the predicate, the Ibri, the Ibriya, which limits the rule to Israelitish servants. And there's a distinction from bondmen and bondwomen, or, quote, slaves, end quote, from Faringe, from foreigners of other nations, of other extractions of other nations, to whom this particular law, this regulation, this Torah, direction, instruction, did not apply. And the key word there is achika, thy brother, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12. We also had to explain why an Israelite might buy or put into employ one of his own countrymen, because of the judgment of the court of justice, the Beit Din, on account of theft, or the one being a thief, having stolen. Now, in order to pay up what was stolen by a court of justice, the thief or the thief would have to work that, So this is one of the reasons why an Israelite might buy one of his own countrymen, a fellow Ibriya, right, in order for them to work off their account on account of the theft. That's Exodus 22:1. Or when one is poor and therefore sold himself into employ, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 39. And the emancipation in the seventh year service, the seventh year of service, was intimately connected with the sabbatical, the Shemitah, even though there's indication that it doesn't take place in the Shemitah year, but is connected with it as a regulation. He shall go out free from his master's house and be set at liberty, chinam, without compensation. That means without the one who was in the employ having to buy, so-called, back their freedom. Now, in Devarim, Deuteronomy, the master is also commanded not to let him go out empty, but to load him. Almost like to put upon his neck from the flock, from the threshing floor, from the wine press. The idea is a con and wine. That is to say, to give him as much as he could carry away with him. The motive for this command, this imperative, this mitzvah, is drawn from Ayanai's recollection and the Israelites' recollection of their own deliverance by Jehovah from the bondage of Mitzrayim. And each of us, as Kol Yisrael, are to take this personally. Now, in Shemot, Exodus 21:18, there's an additional reason to incline the heart of the master to this emancipation, to freeing the one who was under your hand for the 6 years, freeing that one, that he has served thee for 6 years, the double of a laborer's wages, that he has served and worked so much, so enough, that it would have cost twice as much if it had been necessary to hire a laborer, i.e. one who is not of thy people, in his place. And therefore, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, thy Elohim, hath blessed thee, hath blessed the eye in all that thou doest through his service. This is the idea of the subjective clause there. How is it good for us to keep the mitzvot, the commandments, and this particular mishpat and the mishpatim, ha-mishpatim, the ordinances, the judgments. Literally, the judgments imply the ordinances or these rites. So now here, picking up with Shemot, Exodus chapter 21, verses 3 to 6, let's bring out this here. This is important to bring out, that there were three different circumstances possible under which emancipation, literally the free from the hand, might take place. The servant, emphasis on the servant. We're not speaking of slavery, Western, whitewashed, Gentile, counterfeit Christianity. No, we're speaking of the Hebrew Torah. The servant might have been unmarried and continued so. Begafo, with his body. The gafo or goof, some pronunciation of goof, gaf, gafo, begapo, his body. This is to say begapo alone or single. In that case, of course, there was no one else to set at liberty. Or he might have brought a wife, an Isha, an Eshet, an Orset, his own Orset, his own wife, his Isha, with him. And in that case, Ishto, Orseto, Esheto, his wife, his Isha, his Orset, was to be set at liberty as well, because he came in with a Isha, with a wife. Or his master might have given him an Isha, an Orset, a wife in his bondage, and she might have borne him children. In that case, the wife, the Isha, and the children were to continue the property of the master or the Adon. Now, here, this may appear oppressive, this may appear downpressive, but it was and is, based on principle, an equitable consequence of the possession of property in servants, and or bond servants, or what ones might even want to call slaves at all. Now, at the same time, in order to modify the harshness of such a separation of husband and wife, considering the circumstances, the option was given to the servant to remain in Adonaio, in his master's service, provided he was willing to renounce his liberty forever. That means become in the permanent sense of employ. We have Exodus chapter 21, verse 5, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. So in Exodus chapter 21, verse 5, what do we have right here? And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Ve'im amor yomar ha'ebed ahabti eta adoni. Eta ishti, we eta
Banai lo etze chafshi. Lo etze chafshi. Lo not etze, etze, I to go out, chafshi or chofshi. Lo etze chafshi, lo etze chofshi. I would not go out free. Ve'im, and if, amor, right? And if, to say, yomar, saying, ha-ebed, ha-ebed, the servant, ahavti, I love, ahavti, et Adoni, ahavti, et Adoni, ahavti, et Adoni, I love Adoni, my Adon, my sovereign, my Lord, my master, ahavti, et Adoni, et ishti, et ishti, my wife, I love my master, my wife, I love my wife, I love my master, I love my wife, with eta banai, and my children, my sons, lo, no, etze chafshi, lo, etze chafshi, I will not go out free. That's Exodus 21 and 5 and 21 and 6. Has this right here. It says this right here, KJV. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Wehigisho Adonayo il ha-Elohim. Wehigisho. And he shall bring him Adonayo, his Adon, his Lord, his master, il to ha-Elohim. Wehigishu Adonayo il ha-Elohim, to the Elohim, to the Elohim. Now, KJV has the judges, but it's clear in looking at the Hebraic manuscript, we have il ha-Elohim, ha-Elohim, to the Elohim, speaking of the God or the gods, to the judges of Kol Yisrael. Wehigishu. Wehigisho Adonayo ilaha Elohim, wehigisho ilaha delet, and to will bring him to ilaha delet, hadelet, hadelet, to the delet, dalet, dalet, you say, fourth Hebrew letter, delet, the door, ilaha delet, or ilaha mezuzah, ilaha mezuzah, to the mezuzah, to the door post, where Ratza Adonayo eta azno ba maretz ea wa ebado le olam. His master to pierce his ear with an awl, with an awl. And an awl, the idea of the awl is the maretz'a, maretz'ea, the maretz'ea. Like all, a boring instrument, like to bore, to make a hole, right? A ratza. So this is also an interesting idea concerning certain kind of earrings. We see this in many Eastern and ancient cultures. Ones and ones, man may have one earring, right? A one earring, right? So we can see a connection right here. Now, this would very likely be the case as a general rule, for there were certain various legal arrangements that are mentioned in other places by which the lot of Hebrew servants was greatly softened. So the lot, the consequences of Hebrew servants being greatly softened and placed almost on an equality with that of hired laborers. So we have to understand this right here as being distinct from hired laborers. And so we have Exodus chapter 23, verse 12, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 6, Leviticus 25, 39, Leviticus 25, 43, Leviticus 25, 53, Deuteronomy 12, verse 18, Deuteronomy 16, verse 11. So we can go through this right here. This is the section here where the lot of the Hebrew servants was greatly softened and placed almost on an equality with that of hired laborers. So we have a general rule, for there are various legal arrangements mentioned in other places where the lot of the Hebrew servants was greatly softened and placed almost on an equality with that of an hired laborer. And once again, the verses, the points of reference,
We have Exodus chapter 23, verse 12, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 6, verse 39, verse 43, verse 53. Then Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11. Now, in this case, the master, Ha-Adon, was to take his servant, Il-Ha-Elohim, to the Elohim, to the God, or to the gods, if one would literally. But this is referring to the judges, Ha-Elohim. Thus, the Hebraic sense of Elohim, the Elohim name, as both the creator attributional title name, Elohim, as well as a name for the justice name of he who be who he be, as well as the Elohim, the men who are his agents and who are appointed to administer his justice in the earth, in the earthly plane. So would bring his servant Il Ha Elohim to the Elohim, to the judges, according to the correct rendering, to the place where judgment was given in the name Be Hashem, Bashem, Bashem, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, in the name of the true good, the true God. We have this in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Also Exodus chapter 22, verses 7 to 8. And Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 17. Now in Exodus chapter 22, let's bring this out right here. Exodus chapter 22, verse 7. Just to get an idea of what it says. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought. The master of the house now is responsible. The master of the house shall be brought to the judges, or El Ha-Elohim, to see whether he have put his hand to his neighbor's goods, right? And so we see judges here, even in Exodus chapter 22, verse 7, that's somewhat of an interpolation. The literal sense is to the Elohim in the singular sense, but here's the plural sense of the Elohim, in order that he, the master, might make a declaration there in the place where Hashem, the name, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch, Hashem, blessed be the name, where the name, right, where the name of Elohim has been set, in order that he might make a declaration there that he gave up his liberty. This is now referring once again both to the role of the Elohim, who are the men of Yisrael, who are administrators of the Shoftim and the Shotrim, right, judges and officers. So for the man who now is giving up his liberty, because he says he loved his master, he loved his wife, he loved his children, he would not go out free, his ear was then to be bored with an awl against Hadelet, against the door, or the mezuzah, the lintel of the house, and by this sign that was customary in many of the nations, in many of the ancient nations of antiquity. This was a custom. Here it's being regulated by HaTorah, but this was a known custom to be done in such cases. So here in the Hebrew Scriptures, we have a testimony of what was very common amongst many of the ancient nations, but here regulated by the direction and instruction of HaTorah. So he's to be fastened, as it were, to the house, to the custom of the ear, to HaDelet, to the door. The idea being that the servant, the Hebrew servant, is now fastened, as it were, to Habayit, to the Beit, to the house forever. That this was the meaning of the piercing of the ear against the door of the house. This is evident from the unusual expression that we have in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 17, the expression, and put the awl into his ear and into the door, that he may be thy servant forever. And put the awl into his ear and into the door, that he may be thy servant forever. Where the ear and the door, so the ear and the door are coordinates,
are coordinates, the ear and the door. Take note. The idea of forever, le'olam, as long as he lives. Now, Josephus and the rabbins, right, harabim, the scholars of Torah, some of them would restrict the service to the time ending with the year of Jubilee, Yobeliu, but without sufficient reason. So some in their commentaries would limit, even though it says le'olam, forever, others would say that Josephus being one and some of the rabbim, some of the rabbinat, the scholars of Torah, would restrict the service to the time ending with the year of Jubilee, but without sufficient reason. And contrary to the usage of language, especially the Hebrew language, where le'olam, as it's used in Leviticus 25:46, to denote that which did not terminate with the year of Jubilee. So here, let's go to Leviticus, Vayikra 25:46. And ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, but over your brethren, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, ye y'all shall not rule one over another with rigor. Now here we have a very important distinction right here. Right? So let's bring this out. Where hita nachilatem, nachilatem, where hita nachilatem maotama liva nekem, achrekem, la resheta e chuza leolam bahem, ta evodu ua be achekem bnei Yisrael ish, be achio lo tirde, lo tirde ba'u bifarek. So the idea here is you may make them an inheritance for your children after you to hold for a possession. Of them may you take your bondmen forever. But over your brothers, the people of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, you shall not rule one over another. Bifarek, another pointing, bifarek, in harshness, or as the KJV brings out, with rigor. Now, there's a fuller context to this, right here. It says, thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, right, concerning our brother. So a clear distinction in Torah, we have a clear distinction between the bondmen, right, and the brethren, even though one might be sold or bought into employ, whether to pay off a debt or a theft, right, or because one is poor. The key is ye, y'all, shall not rule one over another with rigor. The key phrase, and y'all shall not rule one over another. Lo tirde ba'u bifarek, with rigor. This is the key right here. All right? So the link with the Jubilee year, right, that point is a mute point because where it says le'olam, right? That's what it says, the Jubilee regulation in Leviticus 25:10, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land. To all the inhabitants thereof, it shall be a Jubilee to you, and ye shall return every man to his possession, and ye shall return every man to his family. Right? Now, how does this connect right here? Well, we are in Leviticus chapter 25. All this takes place in chapter 25. So it's verse 46 that appears about 36 verses later on in the same chapter that gives a much clearer context. Now, next we seek to pick up on the daughter of an Israelite who may have been sold by her father as a maid servant. What's the situation of the daughter of an Israelite, and what is the mishpatim? What is the
ordinance. The ordinance is what's the judgment. What is the rights? Here, here, here. But for what we have touched on already, let's note the distinction between a bondman, especially of another nation, and a brethren. This distinction is very, very clear, right, in HaTorah, and it gives us a context to the Brit Chadasha, because some are a little bit twisted when they come across New Testament verses that speak of those who are called slaves or servants, right, slaves or servants in the New Testament sense. We have to recognize that Western whitewashed Gentile, past 400 years of slavery of the Hebrews and the Israelites is an aberration. It's an aberration unlike any other forms of slavery on the face of this earthly plane, besides maybe with the exception of ancient Mitzrayim, but even it surpasses ancient Mitzrayim, this present 400 plus years as being a consequence for the curse or the consequence of disobedience, which is also pointed out within these instructions and directions here in HaTorah as a consequence. If we do not keep this civil commonwealth and Hebrew political order and community and rights and regulation, then we force the divine justice and judgment, thus the consequences and the curses for disobedience, and thus the 400-year period of time when even our own Torah and Scripture was horribly twisted and regurgitated to us in a warped and a twisted way. This is why we go through the study. So the difference between brethren and bondman, right? So even the Hebrew servant for the 6 year is a servant, but a Hebrew, the predicate, the Hebrew servant, the Ibri or the Ibriya, their rights being laid out here. And the distinction between brethren and bondman or bondwoman, servant and maidservant. But there's then the bondman and the bondwoman. The difference is, as it says here, that your brother, you should not rule over your brethren by extension your sister with rigor and breaking. This is what caused the bondage in Mitzrayim to be so harsh. It's not just serving or being a servant or being an employee, but it's the rigor, the breaking, 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 the breaking.
All right. The Pope of
Party! Are you ready? Are you ready?
This one is called Free Our Minds.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here, this section's for Shabbat HaMishpatim, for Sabbath, the judgments, the ordinances, here, for the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we pick up with Shemot, Exodus chapter 21, verses 7 to 11. And this section here is the daughter of an Israelite, the daughter of an Israelite who had been sold by her father as a maid servant. Le'ama, for a maid servant, an ama, le'ama. Now here we have, as the sequel shows, as a housekeeper and concubine. So the daughter of an Israelite who had been sold by her father, Le'ama, in S.I.E., as the sequel shows, as a housekeeper and a concubine, stood in a different relation. She stands and stood in a different relational relationship to her master's bait, her master's house. She was not to go out like the men servants, i.e., in S, that's to say, not to be sent away as free at the end of 6 years of service. But there are three following regulations that are introduced by the Aleph Mim
Hebraically, the aleph, mim, the im. So there are three, right, the three following regulations that are introduced by im. We have im in Exodus 21 and 8, with im, if and if in Exodus 21 and 9, and with im and if in Exodus chapter 21, verse 11. So verse 8, verse 9, and verse 11. But here, let's get a context right here on verse, let's touch on verse 7. And it says, and if a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant, le'ama, she shall not go out as the men servants do. She shall not go out as the men servants do. So here, let's bring up the Hebrew, compare and contrast right here. This is the opening clause right here. Wiki, yimkor, wiki, and if, w and ki, wiki, yimkor, yimkor, and if he sell ish, a man, if a man sell et bito, et bito, bito, his daughter. Waki yimkor ish et bito le'ama lo teitze ketzeit ha'evadim. So this is the phrase here, the sentence, and if a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant le'ama, she shall not go out as the men servants do. Lo teitze ketzeit ha'evadim. Lo, not, teitze, she to go out. Ketzeit. Interesting right here, ketzeit. She is not to go forward like coming out of this condition. Ha'evadim. As the men, ebed, the men servants, as the men servants do. So, we have these three regulations introduced by im, and w'im, and if, and if, and if. The first is Exodus 21 and 8. The second, w'im, Exodus 21 and 9. The third, w'im, Exodus 21, 11. So verse 8, verse 9, verse 11. This was to be observed with regard to her. In the first place, in Exodus 21 and 8, where it says, if she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. He shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully. He hath dealt deceitfully with her. Im ra'a b'aynai. Ba'aynai Adoneha Asher Lawu Ye Adaha We Hefadaha Le Am Nakre Nakri Lo Yimshol Le Maka Le Makra Le Makraha Le Makra Be Bigdo Ba Be Bigdo Ba. So we can get into some of the detail right there. But if she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, no authority in that sense, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. Now the Hebrew brings out the sense of be evil in the eyes of im, and if ra'ah, ra'ah. And if evil be aynei in the eyes of Adoneha, in the eyes of Ha Adon, her master, her sovereign. So that's where the if there, the conditional clause. So the first place, Exodus 21 and 8, if she please not her master, or if evil is in the eye, he's seen something that is displeasing, right? If she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. Now, the low, right? The low before, let's bring this up right here. the low, let's bring out the Hebrew right here, the low that is before, where do we have this here? Low, okay, it says Asher, lo, ye'ada, ye'ada, lo, ye'ada, lo, ye'ada. So we have lo, which is not, and ye'ada. Now some amended, that's a katib, what's written, some amended to a kare lawu, ye'adaha, ye'adaha, ye'ad, ye'ad, to fix, ye'ad, ye'ad, to fix, to appoint, having the sense of the fix, like fix upon by agreement or appointment, implication to meet, to summon, to direct, to engage, but the sense of appoint, like an appointment. Now, the lo before ye'adaha, ye'ada, is one of the 15 cases in which lo, has been marked in the Masoretic text as standing for lau, lau. So lo is not, and lau, lau for him, lau for him, and lo, not. Lau, lo, lau, 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 and lo. And it cannot possibly signify not in the passage before. So here in the Masoretic, what is written is lo, but the kere, what is said is lau. So it cannot possibly signify not in the passage before us. For if it were to be taken as a negative, quote, that he do not appoint her as a concubine for himself, the pronoun lau would certainly not be omitted. Would certainly not be omitted. Now we have also, what is it, hafdaha. Let's just bring this out here as well. And this is the area of the text where it says lau, lau, with the kare lau, ye adaha, we hefta, or pada, to ransom, to redeem, to sever. The idea of pada, or point as fada, to sever or to ransom, to release, in that sense, to ransom or to release. So that's connected with the hafdaha, to let her be redeemed, to allow another Israelite to buy her as a concubine, for there can hardly have been any thought of redemption on the part of the father, as it would no doubt be poverty alone that caused him to sell his daughter, in the first place. We have Leviticus Vayikra, Leviticus 25 and 39, and if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor and be sold to thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. Thou shalt not compel him, the compelling, right, to serve his aboda as a bond servant. That's the idea of rigor. But it says to sell her to a strange nation, that's to anyone but a Hebrew, he shall have no power if he acts unfaithfully toward her. This is a Hebrew sense. If he acts unfaithfully toward her, to sell her to a strange nation, to one who's not a Ivri, he shall have no power nor authority if he acts unfaithfully toward her. If he do not grant her the promised marriage, that's to say, if he doesn't grant her the promise, he's promised marriage to her, but if he finds that, well, he don't like check for her, well, he cannot sell her to a non-Hebrew nation. He has no power, since he has not acted faithfully. He has acted unfaithfully towards her, thus losing of his right because of his unfaithfulness. Now, in the second place, we have Exodus 21 and 9, Exodus 21 and 10, where it reads, brings out, if he appoint her as his son's wife, his son's Isha, his son's Eshet, his son's Orset, he shall act towards her according to the right of daughters. What does this mean, Chaburim? It means that he must treat her as a daughter, as is even his own daughter, if he appoint her as his son's Isha, Eshet, Orset. He shall act toward her according to the rights of daughters. And if he take him, that's of the son, another wife, another Isha, Orset, whether because the son was no longer satisfied, or because the father gave the son another Isha, Eshet, another woman, another wife, in addition to her, her food, line, her food, sa'ar, her sa'ar, or the flesh, as the chief article of food, instead of lechem. So we have sha'ar, sa'ar, right? Sha'ar. We have flesh here in this Hebrew sense, right? Which is the chief article of food instead of lechem, bread, because the lawgiver. Why do we have flesh here? When it says to give her portion, her flesh, you know, her food, in other words, is because the lawgiver, Moshe, had persons of property in mind who were in a position to keep concubines. So because a man wants a concubine, if he's not in a position, he also has no authority. So the reason why we have flesh here for her food in the Hebrew, right, instead of lechem, bread, is because the lawgiver had persons of property in mind who were in a position to keep or to have concubines. This is why it says, furthermore, her raiment and her duty of marriage, he shall not diminish. When we talk about the master, the Adon, and the Ebed, right, and the servant, the master is not just somebody who want to be a master, but someone who is in a position and has property and responsibility to do so. Thus, her raiment and her duty of marriage, he shall not diminish. What does this mean? Her raiment, her clothing, and her duty of marriage, he shall not diminish. The claims that she had as a daughter, so she has claims still, even though her father had sold her, she still has claims as a daughter for support. And as his son's wife, his son's Isha, Esha, Orset, for conjugal rights, the duty of marriage, conjugal rights, were not to be neglected. He was not to allow his son, therefore, to put her away or to treat her badly. With this explanation of difficulties, because a lot of difficulties that some interpreters have in this section of Torah and Scripture, but with this explanation here, the difficulties connected with every other are avoided. For instance, if we refer to the words of Exodus 21 and 9, the words that read, "And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters." After the manner of daughters. Exodus 21 and 9, which reads, "If," and KJV, "and if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters." If we refer these words here to the son and understand them as meaning, quote, "If the son should take another wife," end quote, we introduce by doing this a change of subject without anything to indicate it. If, on the other hand, we regard them as meaning, quote, "If the father, who is the purchaser, should take to himself another wife, this ought to have come," if we take it like that, that idea should have come before Exodus 21 and 9, "And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters." Now, lastly but not leastly, in the third place, in Exodus 21:11, where it reads, "And if he do not these three, to her, then shall she go out free without money." In other words, she shall go out free without money. That's to say that she doesn't have to buy her freedom, as though she was a bondwoman or something like that. Because her father sold her for property, you know, because he was poor, as a person may sell themselves into employment, right? In the third place, if he do not grant, that's the idea, if he do not grant these three to her, she shall go out for nothing, without money. She doesn't have to pay, no money exchange for her to be free. These three, what are the three? Are her food, clothing, and conjugal rights, or the duty of marriage. Her food, clothing, and conjugal rights that I mentioned just before. Now, there's other opinions about this. We're not going to entertain those, right? Others explain it differently. There is this Latin phrase. We had to go look up this Latin phrase. Let's just bring out this Latin phrase just to conclude this right here. There is CEM non dos panderit sibi nec filio nec redimi sit passus. If he does not pledge to be married either as either a son and that he suffered to redeem them. that sort of idea by some of the rabbis, certain rabbis and others, or Knobel tries to explain it as if he did not give her to his son as a concubine, but diminish her. These can be dismissed when we put the right explanation of the clauses into proper context. We can see the mishpatim, the judgment, the righteous judgment and the regulation, even in a situation like this, that HaTorah is not responsible for causing, but since many of these customs and traditions already existed, it regulated and introduced into these social conditions a righteous principle and ordinance. So we're going to pick up on the still higher than personal liberty in the next portion for Shemot Exodus 21 verses 12 to 17. The still higher than personal liberty, what is still higher than personal liberty? It is life itself, the right of existence and the right of personality. And the infliction of injury upon this was not only prohibited, but to be followed by punishment, by the execution of punishment corresponding to the crime. Thus bringing forward the principle of retribution, the jus talionis, that is the only one that embodies the idea of justice. This is laying at the foundation of all of these threats, that if these violations to that which was higher than personal liberty, life itself, the right of existence and personality, and the infliction of injuries upon it, which are forbidden, but if they are done, there must be corresponding to the crime, punishment, and execution of sentence.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice.
Shavuot Tov, a good, strong, sabbatically speaking, yes, I, shalom, chavarim, shalom, give thanks.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Bashem Yeshua, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, be well.